Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of KnowledgeCast from Enterprise Knowledge. KnowledgeCast takes a look into the world of knowledge management, information management, and data management, and really everything in between. I'm Joe Hilger, co-founder and CEO of Enterprise Knowledge. What we're talking about today is one of our technology spotlights. These technology spotlights offer a product-centric view of how technology solves today's KM challenges. During each of these episodes, I try to speak with leaders from some of the leading companies in the industry who help and solve the KM challenges we regularly run into. Today, I'm fortunate enough to speak with Ashu Roy, the CEO of eGain. For those that don't know it, eGain is an industry-leading, knowledge-powered customer engagement suite. Ashu, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, Joe. Nice to be here.
Great. So let's get started. Tell me a little bit more about what is a knowledge-powered customer engagement suite? I love what I hear, but I'd love to know more.
So when we look at customer service and customer engagement as a space that businesses are focusing a lot of their attention on, and they are trying to, in the world of digital transformation that we are all living now, they're trying to figure out how to deliver the right answers to their customers across all the different touch points. And the core of that capability is good knowledge management. And so our suite is a collection of hubs, and the core of it is a knowledge hub. And concentric to that is a conversation hub, which enables that knowledge to be delivered to all the touch points digital. So that's a knowledge-powered customer engagement suite, which we sell as a cloud-based SaaS solution.
So I'm certain, based on that, everyone of our listeners knows why you're on this show. It is about knowledge, and it is about getting the right people to the right information at the right time. And that's exciting. And Ashu, as I think about it, one of the differentiators I noticed about your product is many of these knowledge-powered solutions assume all the information's being put into your system. And in today's environment, that's just not real. People capture and store information in a wide variety of different products and tools. And the key for a successful product like yours is to be able to aggregate that information and pull it together and show it. And really, honestly, I think of that as one of your biggest differentiators. Can you talk a little bit more about your ability to work at an enterprise level to gather information from all over?
That's a great point. We see that just like you do, Joe. When we are working with enterprise clients, they will have existing content and knowledge repositories. And for them to completely eliminate all of that is not practical in any sort of program timeframe. So what we do is we have this approach where out of the box, we have connectors. So for instance, we have connectors into SharePoint, into Salesforce, into Microsoft, all these where we see our typical stores of content and knowledge in an organization and bring it all aggregated, federated across, then apply our layers of AI and findability and deliver it through a portalized experience or as a widgets and APIs to different points of consumption. It could be to agents in a contact center. It could be branch folks. It could be to customers delivering self-service, or it could be to employees who are looking for information as well.
I like that. So you're solving a lot of different problems at the same time. Can you tell me a little bit more about your AI and findability? So we often talk about solving the problem of getting information from multiple systems, but you're taking it to the next level by really enhancing that information so it's more usable and findable from within your suite.
Yes, and that is a key point. Look, search is a very powerful metaphor. We all use it. We know how to use it. But as we all know, search suffers from a classic problem of keyword guessing. If you know what you're looking for, you can find it. And the problem is particularly acute, again, speaking to your customers and your ecosystem, they recognize the challenge, especially in environments where the user is not a regular user of that content and knowledge. So they don't really know how to find and think about the terminology that you are trying to deliver through your know-how and your knowledge. So we've applied some really exciting AI technology, starting with a guided experience capability, which uses a core of what the industry knows as case-based reasoning AI engines, And we have a very powerful case-based reasoning engine, which captures the expertise of organizations as to how to solve situational problems, and then bring that and apply it, make it easily available through an interactive conversation to customer service agents or to employees or to end customers. And then layered alongside that, which is the most exciting thing, that we kind of announced this solution called eGain Instant Answers. We did that a couple of weeks ago, and we used some of the new GPT and generative AI technology that allows now users to not have to know what they are looking for, but generally ask for information in a conceptual conversational form. And we can map that into the repository of knowledge, looking for similarity, and then presenting answers which are going to be summarized from the content that you have in your knowledge base, so that you still have attribution, you still have accountability and traceability, but you do it in the context of the knowledge that you have in your organization. So it's kind of taking the way Bing is trying to do this for the worldwide open content, but applying it in the enterprise knowledge context. So those are the two things that we bring nowadays into findability. And it's been really exciting.
I bet. And those are, going back on those, I love the idea of, too often people think that we talk about the difference between search and discovery. And that's a really important distinction. If you know what you're looking for and you search and find it right away, that's the natural, easy experience. But too often you have a problem and you're searching for an answer to it, and it may take more of a dialogue. And what you talked about, this case-based reasoning, is really about, if I understand you, it's about addressing that dialogue and understanding.
Exactly.
Perfect. And now the second part of this, and this is, I mean, it's the hottest thing out there right now. We're all talking about ChatGPT, but instant answers. You know, historically, we've talked to our customers about componentizing content so that they're writing content in chunks so that those chunks can be returned as answers. But I think what you're talking about is not asking them to do that. If I'm guessing on this, you're actually saying you're going to do that for them. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you're doing there?
You hit the nail on the head. So as we think about, again, you and I know this very well, and many of your customers already know this, but there's a ton of what we call, and terminology may vary, but you can get the concept, a ton of documented knowledge in large enterprises. It's correct. It is compliant. It is approved. However, it is not consumable, like you said, because it's sitting in long form documents. It's in mixed formats, and it's written from a perspective of capturing the information rather than optimizing the consumption. And so what we are doing is, we recognize, all of us do, that there is a small layer of curated knowledge in every organization, but there's a big bucket of documented knowledge sitting underneath it, waiting to be tapped. And there is this very difficult sort of curation backlog that every company struggles with, right? Knowledge engineers are always trying to figure out how to do this. So what we have done with Instant Answers is tapped into that documented knowledge repository and bring out that conversationalized snippets, and still have the ability to point to those big documents to say, look, these are the four documents we have referenced in trying to give you this three-line answer. So it's really clever.
You know, it's neat, Asha, to talk to you about this, because these are the kind of discussions we have with our clients about trying to turn information into something that's consumable. And I love what you just said. Information is captured in a way that's convenient for the person capturing it, but it's not captured in a format that works for consumption. I think I'm going to steal that. You may hear that sometime soon. I hope that's okay.
Absolutely.
Great. So you are solving really an information problem, and an information management and an access to information problem. When I first found and saw eGain, I think at KM World, is probably where we first ran into each other, I thought you were really contact center. But really what I've learned is you serve a wider audience than that. Yes, you solve the contact center problem a bit more. So who are the people in different organizations that should be learning about eGain and all the things that you can do to help them?
So I'll answer this question in two parts. First, I'll tell you why we focus on customer service and contact center quite a bit. And then I'll tell you what are some of the exciting expansion and natural extensions that we are seeing with our clients. So the first thing, which again, you know it, with contact centers and customer service organizations, one of the things that is very interesting about those organizations is they are highly measured and they are big organizations in most large enterprises, right? Thousands of people working in them. Also, they have certain attributes around the workforce which make them very challenging to constantly have to train people because your attrition rates tend to be higher than the rest of the business. You are typically taking people who are not very skilled. I mean, they're not, let's just face it, agents are not paid extremely well. They're paid moderately. And a lot of younger folk who are joining the workforce who are not, who don't want to be trained in the classic sense anymore. Right? They want to do things the way they do it in their personal life, which is applications and digital experiences, which guide you along the way. So we see a great convergence of need and value. And so that customer service area is a huge opportunity because we are seeing improvements of over 30% in first contact resolution, in bringing down the training time by 50% upfront. We have had a customer who was able to get their new hires in their customer service organization to start taking phone contacts in week two of an 8-week process because they're using guided experiences from the eGain Knowledge Hub. So there's a tremendous amount of both savings and better customer and employee experience coming out. So that's the exciting bit about the customer service area. Having said that, if you think about the concentric sort of expansion of opportunity in a knowledge environment in the enterprise, you start to see things like customer self-service, employee experience, or employee self-service, which is a huge need, and the same know-how and the same content needs to be made available to the rest of the enterprise. And then the other area we are seeing, which is quite intriguing, is sales. In sales, a lot of guidance and advice is starting to become more and more important. You talk to, let's say, banks, right? And they'll all, the senior folks in customer experience and the channel groups in these banks will tell you, insurance companies, same way. They'll tell you the best thing we can do from a sales standpoint is to have need-based advice and guidance to our customers. But delivering that, you just struggle with the how. You know the what, you don't know the how. And what we are doing now is working with some of our banking clients to deliver that know-how in a very packaged way where they can change a few things around the products that they can recommend, but the overall need, advice, and guidance is something that can be replicated. That's the sort of power of knowledge going beyond the technology, but also looking at the best practice know-how that can be applicable across different organizations.
I love it. And, you know, Ashu, this really aligns with a lot of what we see when we do our CAM strategies. We'll come into an organization and they'll say, we're having problems managing and reusing the information we have and taking advantage of it. We see that it's a competitive advantage. We start to plan out how to fix things, and we almost always start in customer contact and service because it's the easy, obvious choice. And then you move from there to making sure employees are well-educated. And I think something that we can't dismiss is employees have been, turnover's been high. Some of that may be changing with the recent market, you know, the layoffs, et cetera. But I think one of the things we've seen is employees are leaving because they're frustrated. And what you talked about is giving people access to information so that they feel like they're effective and efficient in their jobs and so that they're less frustrated. That's really interesting and compelling. Is any fun stories there? Anything you'd want to kind of run with that on? Because that's something that I know matters to our teams a lot.
Absolutely. Yes. In fact, you know, I'll tell you a success story that one of our clients shared at our customer event in last year in October, we held, after a 2-year hiatus, we had one in Vegas. And it was fantastic. Well, obviously, we collected a whole bunch of success stories and all of them kind of showed up at the same time. So that was very nice. But one of the stories stuck in my mind is a service organization. They deliver HR services and financial management services to large enterprises, right? And they are 10,000 person organizations, so they're not a small company. What they did, I would never have thought of it, but this is on video and this is wonderful, we've captured it. They did was they, as they brought in team members into their organization, one of their selling points, you'll love this, was that they have this knowledge tool that will allow their newcomers to learn how to do their jobs well day one. And in fact, they got people coming in saying, you know, I've decided to work with you because I have choices, because I love the way you're empowering me. And so it became a recruitment tool for them. And then they did some videos around some of these new hires over the, they had an 8-week process of onboarding these individuals. And they interviewed them and said, one guy says, and he's sitting at home, is it interesting? Because it's hybrid work, right? They're sitting at home. So he says, this is my Bible. And he smiled, of course. This is my Bible. I go to it 100 times a day. And every time I get the answer I need to do my job. So yeah, the improvement in customer, the employee engagement, if you have a solution like this, that almost becomes your buddy in an environment where you're hybrid, right? You're not sitting next to anyone.
I love that, because as we've moved to more hybrid work, and companies are coming back from that a little bit, because I think one of the things people lost is you didn't have that person next to you who could answer that question who'd been there 6 months longer than you. You didn't have that sense of coaching and support from a broader package, particularly in a services market. So what you're saying is any company in which they're aggressively trying to recruit people in industries that are competitive, that are looking for real, true knowledge workers, having tools that give those people the knowledge they want is truly a competitive advantage. And that's one of the places where eGain's really seen some gains in growth. Is that what I'm hearing?
I'll throw in another one, which again, you know, but for our audience, recently Gartner has come up with this term they call the connected rep. And I kind of like it. You can put whatever meaning you want into them, but the way they have gone about it is looked at the nature of work for knowledge workers, particularly on the front lines. Because what they're saying is that with the increased self-service that is happening, which is a constant, the nature of inquiries that are coming into these customer contact organizations are much more complex. And as a result, the stress level and the demands placed on these reps is going up. And you have the right tools to support these reps. That's when you drive the productivity, you reduce their anxiety, and then increase their tenure in your organization. So it's just a virtuous circle at that point.
I love that. And this is where you fall into the sales side. You know, and this goes back to really what you describe your company as. It's about customer engagement. And it's in all aspects of it and getting people the right information so that they can feel empowered and successful in what they do. You know, Asha, I would also think not only are you getting them information, but you're getting them good answers so you're not having to backtrack. So as a company that's worried about its reputation on the market, you're able to say confidently that the people that are talking to your people are hearing the right stuff as long as they're using eGain behind these discussions.
Yes. You know, what you're hitting at is something that I think more and more enterprises are recognizing now, that it's not just about the handle time of a conversation. That is important, no doubt. But it's also about how often you give them the right answer so you're done with the conversation and the customer go their merry way. So the first contact resolution improvements, what we see with many of these, when we are working with customers, what we see is the bigger impact. There is some impact on the handle time, but handle time is dominated also by a lot of empathetic engagement. So you don't want to drive down handle time to bare metal. In fact, in some cases, you want to extend it a little bit because the value is high, right? But the part that you do, which is a dramatic improvement, is improving first contact resolution, one and done. And that's, like you said, when the answers are confident, when the answers are correct, and the business feels comfortable that they can empower the frontline staff to not have to constantly say, I'll have to get back to you, I'll have to talk to my manager, right? So when that doesn't happen, everything becomes better. So yes, it's almost like we talk about businesses have spent billions of dollars connecting customers to businesses. It's almost like the pipes have been laid out, and they continue to be laid out, and they are very good pipes. But what flows through them is where we think that the bigger advantages, and that's kind of the metaphor we try to use.
You know, and I think we're both biased in this category, but I think it's really true. There's very few true competitive advantages by products. You might have one for a short period of time where your product's better than someone else's, but if they're paying attention, they're going to catch up. Where that competitive advantage stays and continues is when you're able to offer and build a relationship with a customer that's going to last. They'll spend more. They'll show a loyalty to you because you showed a loyalty to them. And I think what you're talking about is using a tool to make sure knowledge and information powers the creation and really enhancement of that relationship.
Exactly. And with some of the new technologies that we just talked about earlier, and I'm being careful here because I don't want to just hype things up needlessly, but it is very exciting. You know, the generative AI capabilities, the technologies that are foundational to the GPT stuff, they have some really nice applications in making knowledge more consumable and tapping into the large untapped repositories of documented knowledge. And so to me, it's like, just like you guys have been working in this area, it almost feels like it's going to be a disruptive shift where now it's about how can we help businesses tap into that massive documented knowledge repository without having to wait for all the curation. And that can both drive better customer experience as well as better employee experience.
I'm excited about some of the things you said here, and I'm going to repeat them in a different way because I think we think much the same way on this, which is ChatGPT gets all this, wow, look at what it's doing. It's giving answers to questions. We actually have an article posted right now on our blog that talks about where it gets things wrong and some flaws with it. But we actually want to follow up with something that's very similar to what you said, which is it's not just about that end cool picture of ChatGPT writes a document for you. ChatGPT and that type of language knowledge models allow for us to pull information out of large form documents and make it usable. So I think a lot of people are looking, oh, look at this cool demo I did on the web with this product that works on the web with millions of pieces of content and going, this is what I want. I think those of us in the space, and that's people like ourselves, are going, oh no, that's not what you really want because there's things that won't carry over. But there's 20 things behind that that you need that we want to implement. And what I'm hearing, Ashu, is you all have already gone down that path and you're doing it in an integrated suite of tools so that it's buy once and get all of this solved in one place. Is that fair to say?
Exactly. And as an enterprise, as you know well, you still care about compliance. You still care about attribution. You still care about analytics so that you know how to improve things. You still care about presentation through all the touch points. So yeah, bringing it into that composable architecture of our platform is where we think that the business impact, the business outcome can be magnified.
I love it. So having talked about all of this, are there industries that you specialize in, or is this really kind of a not industry specific solution?
While it is not industry specific, but there are certain attributes that make us go after certain industry verticals more than others because the fit of our product is better. So what we talk about, four things. We talk about complexity in the nature of content, compliance in the nature of the business, and mostly business to consumer interactions, and that can be businesses as well as government agencies. So these things then get us focused on verticals, starting with banking and financial services, insurance, healthcare, government, retail, telco, and utilities.
I'm not surprised by that, but I love how you broke down the attributes about this, because what I'm hearing is to go implement an e-gain, where it adds the most value is when you have the greatest amount of complexity in the products being offered. If it's a simple product suite, that someone can get on board and be able to support in a week or two, it's just not going to offer the same type of value as when you start talking about complex insurance offerings or unique financial investments that people are looking at and understanding what they have and how they do it. So I love that. So for our listeners, if you're in one of these spaces, if the attributes of your company align with Ashu's saying here, then this is something to look at. Along those lines, I want to call something out because a lot of the products in our space are typically products that are going through the VC space or funding and kind of more early stage. While you are talking and showing all these very cutting edge new technologies, you all are a publicly traded company on NASDAQ. Is that correct? Yeah. So
we are proud of that, right? We are proud of our heritage and the fact that we've been focusing in this area. We actually like this. We've been early to markets and we keep working the problems. And then you start to get to a critical scope of capabilities in the solution. And again, I'm going to invoke Gartner because they study the space as well, right? So their view is that there are seven attributes that they feel, again, they're focusing for knowledge in customer service because that's an area they're studying pretty deeply. They also study broadly knowledge management. But those seven areas, and we see that all the time, in knowledge, if you come up with a really cool solution with two of those capabilities, it's nice. But when you apply it to an enterprise, it just doesn't deliver the full value. And so what we pride ourselves in is having that comprehensive set of capabilities in a business that is at scale. We are the largest KM-focused supplier in cloud SaaS. We have foundational patents in the CBR space. And of course, now we have built out the solution that scales all the way from 50 users to 150,000 users, which Veterans Affairs, one of our clients, is at. So you know, that's the kind of solution proof point that we think makes large businesses sit up and notice and say, I'm going to try out your no-risk pilot, which we are very proud to offer, which is a sort of 30-day trial, and you can use your production data and your production use cases in our cloud and see how the experience goes.
Wonderful. I like that as a nice entry point, especially kind of a testing point. We always talk about that first MVP or chance to really feel things because knowledge management is such an obtuse thing. There's no format to doing it. And being able to play with a tool and learn it is a great way to go. So what I'm hearing is this is a mature product that is financially sound and viable that has worked at some of the largest organizations in the world delivering knowledge management. Yet at the same time, you're still looking to remain on the cutting edge with things like case-based reasoning and instant answers, et cetera. And Ashu, it's clear that you're following what's happening in the market. You're not just an administrator of your company. You're a passionate person who knows the product and is excited about what it can do. That's wonderful. And for our listeners, this is a great product to solve some of those bigger problems that large organizations would have where you're saying, I need the whole thing. I think that's a neat story there. So I always like to ask, save this for the end. And for me, this fits because you do know this industry. Technology really has changed knowledge management. We used to talk about after action reports, things like that. Now we talk about AI and machine learning, et cetera. So what is the next big thing in your mind, or what do you see as a vision maybe a couple of years out that will help further advance and improve knowledge management at organizations? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
Sure. Yes, I'm very passionate about it. To me, it's an unsolved and increasingly getting solved. It's an exciting bit at stage of transformation of the business opportunity where the tools are going from what I would call artisanal tools to industrialization tools. So it's kind of industrialization of knowledge and knowledge management in a full life cycle sense. And to that, I think there is a great opportunity, which is still very early. And that is combining two powerful concepts. One being knowledge management as we see it, which is how do you create, capture, curate, and share your knowledge in the organization. But then the other side is, the term is overloaded, but you and our audience will understand, the notion of knowledge graphs and the idea that how a business is structured internally, people, their skills, their responsibilities, their interrelationships with the products and the services that the company offers. That is an entity relationship graph, which is also called knowledge graph, but really let's call it the graph. It's overloaded. Combining or intersecting the graph of the business with the knowledge that the business is capturing, curating, and sharing, I think that that's going to create an enormous new space of living knowledge and knowledge levels of trust that can be easily tested and capturing it. Because one of the big challenges, I think, in particularly in the US and in fact in most developed markets, is the aging workforce. We don't talk about it, but it's a huge issue. People are leaving their jobs and their know-how is going with them. So this opportunity, I think, is one where combining some of the core technologies, which are very exciting, like AI and machine learning and GPT and all the rest of it, not fussing on one or the other, but the ensemble, and seeing how we can use some of this to ensure that the know-how is being increasingly captured on an ongoing basis, and then tapping into them to make them consumable on the other end. That's where I think the business is going to and the knowledge management space is going to evolve.
Ashu, I don't know if you've spent time on our website, but we've been a knowledge graph consultancy. I think we've done close to 100 knowledge graph projects. We agree. It's the reshaping of knowledge and information. So not just parsing it and pulling it out and making it consumable, but shaping it in a way that aligns with the entities and really the things that people work with. So I love what I heard about your product, and I love what you talked about what is in many ways one of our biggest products. So that's fun to hear. And really, all this stuff ties together. The curation of knowledge allows you to do the knowledge graphs in a good way. You can't do it without that. So I think for those of us that are passionate about this industry, we see where it's headed, and it's all coming together in a nice, convenient way. And I think it's going to be a real differentiator. So Ashu, this has been wonderful. It's actually been a very fun conversation. I've enjoyed listening to you and hearing both about eGain and really about your vision for knowledge management and some of the thoughts and ideas you've had there. So for our listeners, thank you for listening to this latest episode of KnowledgeCast. Ashu, once again, thank you for joining us and sharing all that you've done. And if you want to learn more about knowledge management, we have over 500 blog posts on enterprise-knowledge.com. Come take a look. And a lot of the stuff that you just heard on this conversation is in there. If you want to learn more about eGain, you can go to the eGain website. And they have wonderful information there as well about their product. Because guess what? They are a knowledge management product, and they get the idea and the importance of knowledge. So thank you all for listening. To learn more about knowledge management and knowledge management systems, visit our website at enterprise-knowledge.com. Thank you all.